Windows 11 was 1.6 frames per second faster in Ratchet and Clank, making it the better all-around operating system. Welcome back to another Linux Gamecast Weekly, the show that covers the latest Linux gaming news, reviews, how-tos, and most importantly, whatever the hell else we come up with. Events stowed in a beautiful downtown Athens, Georgia. Switching the bits, I'll be trying to pilot the SS Nightmare train. Don't even think about why our plane flies. I don't know. What? Choo-choo?
Plane, train,
Maybe it's an automobile. Hey, movie, don't sue us, whoever owns the rights to that. That is Pedro Mateus. Jordan is currently in Florida auditioning for the next GTA trailer. Possibly getting some work doing mocap. It's going to be brilliant. But everybody watching us live over on YouTube, here on Twitch, helping us form Cocaine Voltron. Yeah. That's when the...
Two actual canes for that one.
I don't know. I want to like sit and watch like the video producer on YouTube and see if that's the moment it switches to like questionable content ad restriction. Or you never know, because like the... YouTube detection stuff just is so rock dumb, man. And I'm like, whatever. It is the season. Pedro, you've been to a store this month, right?
Yeah, a few, actually, yeah. Yes.
Here in the States, we have the tradition of it's all Christmas music all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, relentless. Like, it doesn't stop. It is just back to back to back. And every time I walk into a store during, December, I feel like you've played Quake before, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're on a platform, like you're under a bridge or something like that. There's a lava field in front of you, but across that lava field is thing. And you know you're going to take damage to get the thing on the way there and back, but you got to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The second I walk into a retail outlet with a Christmas music blaring in the background, I just feel like my little Doom Bar guy is like dropping points the entire time I'm in there, and I'm like rushing to get out before it goes to zero, and I just go fall over dead. Pretty rough.
Okay, to be fair, now that Shane McGowan RIP in pieces, he's dead, so there's a lot more Fairy Tales of New York airing on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that song has actual cussing and swear words in it, so I'm okay with that.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Damn. I'm done with it. I'm over it. Like, I don't need any more cheer and joy. I'm glad if you enjoy it, but maybe it's empathy with like just the people working there, man, because I assume they just don't hear it at a point, right?
Yeah, it becomes background noise. That's just a defense mechanism at that point.
Dude, I don't know, man. What else have you been up to, Peter, outside of just being, you've just been sitting around the house illing all morning, all afternoon?
Yes. Coughing my lungs out. May or may not be the whooping cough that's sweeping across the nation. We'll see. No, I've been playing Weird West. It's like a real-time Fallout Wasteland type of situation, like the old Fallout Wastelands, like that. But the combat is real time, and they do some clever things with how once you finish one of the characters, the story of one of the characters, you play through the game again as a different character from their perspective, and you can sort of find your original character and get them onto your party. It's really well done. I had suspected that I was going to enjoy that game, and I am very much doing so, yes.
You see the new Fallout trailer, right?
The new Fallout show. Trailer. Yes. I saw the original one that they released. I haven't seen the new one.
Well, the one from last week.
Yes, I saw that one.
With a sexy ghoul in it.
Mm-hmm. Sexy ghoul and the Brotherhood of Steel.
I don't know. As
God, Bethesda, let's just let it go.
I don't know. What do you think of the power armor?
It's... Yeah, it looks like the power armor in Fallout 4.
And that's bad because?
That's the thing. The like the way that the power armor worked in Fallout 4, like the whole you crank it open and you actually go inside, and it was significantly larger.
This is a little more like a mech than a power armor.
Yes. It was more it was more in line with how it was described, but not so how it worked for the most part in the original games. So fair, but Bethesda's obsession with the Brotherhood of Steel, it's like they fundamentally misunderstand the point of that particular faction.
So they're better the preservationists. Listen, don't worry, they're gonna make up for it with Starfield, the animated series coming to Netflix.
Supposedly there's DLC coming out for Starfield. I wonder how that's gonna go.
You know exactly how it's going to go. The type of people who play Starfield are going to buy the DLC for it. Like, we were talking, and if you're a patron, go back and listen to our pre super shows, and the show we do before we even go live. We were talking about sunk cost, and you can get into that with video games just as easy. Like, I already have so much money tied up into this title. I got to keep playing it, man, right?
Yeah. that happens a lot.
Oh, no, man. Don't worry. Maybe we'll get Fallout 76 horse DLC, Pedro.
It's a little mushy, but hey, it's the steam.
Oh, you're doing that now? All right, try it again. 3, 2, 1. Go, sick man.
It's the steam.
Of the week? Yeah.
Done. Update of the week? Yes.
Problem solved. See, we adapt instantaneously, flawlessly. You can't trip us up. Again.
Flawlessly?
Flawlessly. I can make it worse in post.
I do not doubt it. Well, one of the things that Valve is very much trying to not make worse is SteamOS. And the preview, it's been a little rough. I've been on the betas for a while, and I can say it's been a little rough at times. So with the December 2nd 3.5.8 preview, they've basically done all of the fixes, 100% bug fix and improvement updates for everyone living that preview life. Seriously? Major kudos. I had to actually fall back to stable for about a week there, because whenever I tried to open the on-screen keyboard while I was in a game, it just wouldn't. It would show up for like a hundredth of a second and then just disappear again. So yeah, it's rough, but hey, they've a lot of fixes. That's very good. Looking forward to seeing the HDR stuff coming.
What about this name, though? I mean, we got 3.5.8. It's preview. I'm just gonna let you know, I'd be scared to install that, Pedro, because they named this release Flatline. I'm like, I've already got a broken deck. I don't have a keyboard that doesn't work. I'm like, you know what? Maybe we're just gonna skip this one.
Yeah, no, I seriously, major respect to everyone who's running the preview build on the Steam deck. I guess you're not playing video games much at all, but hey.
How did they manage to fix elevated noise levels with the trackpad? I did not know the Steam Deck had a shouty trackpad on it.
It has the haptics. You can set the different levels of haptics for the trackpads.
Can you make it scream?
Probably. You could probably get the...
I mean, you might remember, like, dude, there was an afternoon once we realized we could make these play music.
Yes.
I'm holding up a Steam Deck, Steam controller, the OG. We're like, wait a minute, this thing sings. I'm like, ooh, all right, let's get on the forums and download it. All right.
Yeah, it's the, probably something to do with the haptics just being a little too tappy as people were using them. I don't know. I just disabled the haptics altogether, usually.
Well, obviously, if you're trying to pull up an on-screen keyboard all the time.
That doesn't require the haptics.
You better.
I mean, you can. You can use the trackpads to do the two thumb typing.
Well, now I'm thinking
the keyboard is up.
I just thought about that because you do have the haptics left and right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both thumb. Does the keyboard support swipe?
I don't know. I haven't heard anyone mention it, so probably not.
Probably not. You would have like stumbled on it by now. We're like, oh, look, it does this thing. Because I was wondering if you get like two swipes going on with like left and right at the same time. It wouldn't work, but it'd be dope to watch it try to figure it out. Like, punish software.
I'm trying to think how that would work. No,
oh, it wouldn't. It would fail spectacularly, but it'd be great to be like, look at it, not do the thing right.
Because that's the thing. Even with the original Steam controller, the two thumb typing on the on-screen keyboard, that was really well done. That was a very nice thing. And I'm glad that the deck has that functionality, because it didn't when it first came out, but it does now, so that's good.
Another thing that you're going to be able to do on your Steam Deck, your new Steam Deck, your HDR, your OLED, the new hotness, the new sexiness, is play your PlayStation 5 games. But I hear you, man. You're like, that's already been a thing. I'm like, yeah, right. True. How do you pronounce this project, Pedro?
Chiaki?
Chiaki for Deck. It's been around. Been around for a minute. And then, it does what it says on the tin. It was doing it before PlayStation was like, hey, we can sell you this. And it lets you stream your PS5 games to your Steam Deck. Now, there is a new thing. This just got merged today. Well, yesterday, technically. Yeah, today, whatever, however you want to read it. HDR streaming and rendering. No longer being done through OpenGL. They're going to be using some Vulkan magic to make this work. And Pedro, even people like you, with an LCD deck, you can download this, hook it up to your PS5, and pretend, Pedro, because you're a peasant without an OLED deck. Like, what would be the point? Your HDR. Is HDR even a thing that you care about?
The HDR is a thing on the regular LCD first generation decks.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that on Linux you need to be running Gamescope for it to work. So it makes sense.
I respect their logo here. They're like, anybody know what this is? Nope. Cool. Put it up.
I have no idea. No. Is it a chicken?
If we play enough Jackbox, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
we'd all lose on that one.
But yeah, no, it's like HDR content, especially with the new generation of consoles, is becoming more and more prevalent. So I'm very much down for, even if it is just the fine folks of the Linux community proving that Sony's PS5 portal was a shit idea and it should have never have existed. But hey, you'll probably have a better experience with the deck streaming stuff from a PS5, even if it's just you're away somewhere and you're connected to the Wi-Fi and you can stream your stuff, if you can deal with the network.
Well, if you got a PlayStation 5, like, you never cut these consoles off. They're just always on. Like,
It's the same thing with the PS4, unless you specifically turn it off. And when you do, it gives you big, scary warning on screens, like, if you turn it off, we can't run updates in the background. Yeah, that's kind of the point.
We do have a new game to talk about this week. Goober Dash.
Oh, no.
Goober Dash, and you know what? This is a game, not only is it called Goober Dash, it's probably safe to play on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
my first thought looking at this is like, this is clearly we have goobers at home, mm-hmm. because it is a 2D platformer. It's Battle Royale. Fine. Up to 32 players. Online PvP. It even comes with a level builder, and it's an early access. And we look for stuff like this, to always play in the after show. I mean, it looks well enough done. I mean, compared to, like, yeah, I mean, yes. It's like Fall Guys-ish, or what is the...
It is, yeah, it's Stumble Guys, Fall Guys, very much that, but in 2D. And the emphasis here is, like, they're showing on the trailer now, it's like, create, share, and play. Do your own level type Mario of situation. Maker.
Yeah, with bus cells.
Yeah, absolutely, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm down for that. It's made with Godot, Pedro.
Good. More things should be using Godot.
The reason I want to bring this up, Winter Pixel Games is priced to sell free.
That's very good.
Yeah. And it partially your DualShock controller and your Xbox controller. Do you have an Xbox controller?
No. I have a few of them that can do X input including the cheapo one. But no, I don't have a proper Xbox controller.
What do we got up next, Pedro Mateus?
Up next, we have The Long Dark. Yes, that one game that actually had a native Linux version when survival games were effectively a brand new thing and everyone was doing them. The Long Dark actually had a proper Linux version, and I streamed it. It was one of the games that I streamed. And somehow, it's still getting updates. I saw the little card show up above the Steam library. It's like, okay, all right. Apparently, they're the fourth episode of the Buried Echoes.
Okay, you can't show me that without, like, I want, hang on. Matrix music, let's go.
Yeah, no, they're doing the Tales from the Far Territory, the fourth episode, Buried Echoes. It's out. If you paid for the expansion a while back, you get some new stuff as well. And you can get scurvy now, you cur.
Apparently we're just walking around. We're just killing stuff now.
Yeah, no, they always had the, skinning animals and, you would get the occasional shotgun shell to shoot the wolves. But the known issues thing was the one that basically jumped out at me. Let's see if I can find the relevant ones. There we go. In new saves, broth weighs about twice as much as it should. When updating to the latest version of The Long Dark, version 2.25, from an earlier version, broth can no longer be consumed and has zero caloric value.
Good.
It's like, okay, all right, so we're just dealing with broth good. Issues now.
I'm glad, because it didn't look like he was stabbing a deer there, does it? No, it doesn't.
No.
All right, then. Hey, it's got matches.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this
is impressive.
A lot more than a walking simulator.
Yes.
But it's a survival walking simulator, and I hate it, so.
It is very much the Nanny Bar simulator, yes.
My feeling on that will get me to just, oh, man. All right, don't hate on things. Is there any Nanny Bar simulator game that you played and didn't immediately die? Trying to think of one right now that I didn't immediately bounce off of, like, within, like, nope, I'm not playing this. And what I'm talking about, people, is when you get into a game and, like, your health bar just starts going down. Like, Christmas music immediately cuts off.
Yeah, it's like, you're hungry, you're thirsty, you can go fuck yourself. The one that had survival elements that I didn't immediately bounce off of was Fallout New Vegas. Because that one had a hardcore mode, which very much had the...
Now, can we stretch this conversation to weapon durability?
Fallout New Vegas also had that, yes. And I am very much of the opinion that if we're playing a fucking video game, we don't need that shit.
I've liked two games enough to deal with weapon durability. Witcher 2 and Witcher 3. That's it. If it's got it in Witcher 4, I'm gonna be mad. Still gonna play it though.
What is it? The weapon durability and limited inventory space or carrying capacity?
That doesn't bother me.
Yes, I get that it's realistic.
That helps people. That helps people in the real world. I'm like, she's dialing your hoarding back a little bit, okay, buddy?
But that's the thing. It's not the executive real world. Decisions. Let me hoard as much as I want.
Make some executive decisions. Those paper clips, I don't even know where you got them in a medieval fantasy game. You don't need them. Get rid of them.
And the whole, it's just one of the reasons that the Dark Souls and Elden Ring and Bloodborne are better video games. Okay, some of them do have weapon durability, Dark Souls 1 and 2. Specifically, but they don't have a limited inventory space. You could just pick shit up and go, and that's great.
And by Dark Souls 3, he had been through enough therapy.
that's the thing. I don't have to go back to town and deal with the same fucking merchant. And then the merchant runs out of money and I have to go to another fucking merchant.
In a way, I respect, like, the latest Zelda games where the weapons just straight up break.
Yeah, but those break after, like, 3 hits, too. That's very much the whole, no, you're just going to be breaking everything, so get mm-hmm. used to it.
And I don't mind the mechanic, and they did it kind of strange in, like, Liza P, to where it's easy to repair your weapon. You just stop and you sharpen it, mm-hmm. but if you wear it down, it will eventually break and it basically becomes unusable. Witcher mechanic is they become wooden sticks, effectively. They're not doing anything. They never break. You can always go back and repair them. Why are we talking about swords and slashing and all the goblins? Well, dun, 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 we're talking about Skyrim.
Hey, special
creation update, patch notes. Oh man, Skyrim job's back, baby. Why are we talking about it? Well, we gotta take a journey through this. That's because they've added Steam Deck support. Would have lost that bet. They went back. You know what? I wouldn't have lost this bet because Skyrim, there is an internal memo. There's a mission statement at Bethesda to where they have to, every 2 years, find a new way to sell Skyrim. Or somebody loses their job. If you're on that team, you have to come up with a new and exciting way. And I'm just making that up. If somebody at Bethesda is like, how did he know that? I don't want anybody getting fired, man. I'm just guessing. Now supported on Steam Deck. Whether your adventures take you on the road or just the couch, enjoy Skyrim. And period. That's it. That's all you get. Ultra-wide yeah. monitor support. Pedro, you were a little bit miffed about, like, you need more from... Because, you know, Bethesda's like, hey, man, our game works on the Steam Deck now. Pedro's like, that's not good enough.
That's the thing. It doesn't... You don't need official support for your game to work on the Steam Deck. Regular Skyrim has been working on the Steam Deck since the Steam Deck came out.
But we wanted to say Steam Deck verified so it shows up higher.
Sure, I guess, but yeah, no, like, you have that bit there that you showed, it's like, yeah, it's available on the Steam Deck, and it says nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Then you scroll back down to the changelog, and it says, feature, support for Steam Deck.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it works on the Steam Deck. Like, I thought just that would be, I just, that for me, I feel like that's the end of the transaction. I'm like, we're good.
I want to know what they did. I want to know what made it work on the Steam Deck. It was already working on the Steam Deck.
Now it more works.
That's okay. No, I can see the why they'd want to make that very obvious because they just released the paid mods again. So they want to make sure that people playing it on the Steam Deck can buy the mods too. Absolutely. That's a return on investment that doesn't cost them very much at all, given that Proton's a Valve thing. So yeah, the irony isn't entirely lost on me either, seeing a very Linux hostile Bethesda actually supporting the deck. Mm-hmm. But if you do a control F Linux or SteamOS, nothing. They mentioned the Steam Deck and that's it.
Yeah, I got a Steam Deck. I don't need to know about your hacker Linux. I'm not putting Linux on my Steam Deck, dude. I'll violate the warranty.
Yeah, no, don't put Linux on your Steam Deck. Jesus, just man. Use whatever it comes with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get to use, like, putting alternate OSs on my... Linux nerds want to put Linux on everything. A little bit of news this week. Computer Base decided to do a thing. They're like, let's benchmark a couple of Linux distributions up against everybody's favorite new version of Windows, Windows 11. They decided to use Arch, Nubara, and Pop OS. 5 games are benchmarked. And we're talking Cyberpunk 2077, Forspoken, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, Starfield, and, hey, Talos Principle 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at that. That's pretty dope. Now, there's probably...
That's a page 2, yes.
on... here we go. Here we go, FPS and frame times. Basically, let me tell you how this boils down. Windows 11 was 1.6... frames per second faster in Ratchet and Clank, making it the better all-around operating system. That was the only one it beat any of them in.
Okay, to be fair, the like the 1% lows in frame times Windows 11 seems to be better.
Whatever.
That one Windows
winning 11. Winning an internet argument over here, Pedro.
That one is absolutely, that's a fair one. It's like, okay, if you are valuing consistency and reliability over
I value raw performance, winning.
Then, yeah, in that case, Linux is very much mopping the floor with Windows 11, apparently.
But let's look at the average, because look, face it, that's what you really cared about. Everyone pretends about, you know, they put on their top hat and monocle, like, yeah, so let's address 1%. Like, get the fuck out of here. We're talking about who's got the biggest number. That's what sells cards, and that's what installs distros. So Cyberpunk 2077, Windows 11 comes in at 82.3. With Pop OS being the slow chuggy boy at 72.
Pop OS being Ubuntu based, yes.
Yeah. It has that going against it. Arch Linux, the
old packages, yes.
Arch Linux is doing 88, so definitely that's noticeable from 82. And then we get Nubara up here at almost 90, 89.6. So pretty dope. Now our next game is a game that doesn't run well on anything. You know, this is probably going to be one of the next games I play, because I got the feels that it's going to be one of those like $1.99 games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got a Marvel's Avengers Ultimate Edition with all the DLC and stuff for $3. It's going to be one of those games. I'm looking forward to playing it. What do we got? Windows comes in dead last. And I should say this is all at 1080p at 144 hertz. There you go. Boom. Ah, save just coming. Windows 11 at 82. Arch at 87. Pop OS at 88, doing a little better. And Nubara at 88. Nah, nothing, I mean, outside of like Get Wrecked Windows, right?
Yeah, oh. The Linux is pretty much effectively all the same there.
But then when we get to the real test, Ratchet and Clank are ripped apart. Compared to the anemic, barely playable 109 FPS from Nubara, Windows comes in with a decimating, practically a different game, a much higher fidelity, better experience at 110.6.
We around here, we call that run-to-run variance.
yeah, you might, but see, I'm a trained internet benchmark reading professional. Pop OS at 108 on that. 108, 108 between Arch and Pop. Starfield, everything runs like ass.
yes. Although Starfield, we talked about it a couple of weeks back. Hans, I can't remember the rest of his name, the VKD3D Proton person, released the new version of VKD3D specifically to address some of the no-nos that Starfield was doing, much like he did for Elden Ring at the time when it first came out. So, yes. Both Starfield and Elden Ring running better on Linux than they did on Windows.
No, this one's kind of fascinating, though, because Arch, Nubara, and Pop all get 52 FPS. Windows 11 does 49. You would think with a 5800X and a 6700X to Nitro, you'd be doing better 49 FPS at 1080p in a damn game, wouldn't you? You would think.
Considering it's the Bethesda game, it should be doing 60 regardless. But
if I threw that hardware combination at that, and I'm a 1080p gamer, and I wasn't getting 60, I'd be smashing that refund button, fam.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. The I don't know what happened or what they're doing exactly, but Starfield does not run very well, especially if you start cranking everything up to its highest settings.
Last but not least, the Talos Principle 2. That's right, Crash Dummies in Space. Windows, again, dead last. 65.1. All right. Arch, 69. Nice. Pop OS, 69. Nicer. And Nubara at 71.5. What's our takeaway? The 1% lows on Starfield and Linux.
Yeah, the takeaway is basically Windows does better with the 1% lows. Yes.
That's great. That's what I look for in my video games is my 1% lows.
Well, it's apparently it's not just you then, because if you go to the netbook check comments, besides, you know, if you're a Linux user and you've gotten into the argument on occasion that maybe the performance isn't as high on Linux, but it's more consistent, well, then you'll be surprised, or not at all, to see Windows users making the exact same comments.
Where? Okay. A clean install of Windows 11 will have some security features enabled. Cut them off, right?
yeah. Unless you, you know, don't like
security comes with a performance penalty. Linux doesn't have performance security. All right, whatever.
there's some genuinely Linux user level comments on that one. And yeah, we've seen those before, and Windows 11 is shit. When people start to realize that, everything just...
Pedro, this is twofold, though. Because it puts Windows... Because some people are genuinely like fans of operating systems, and I will say this to Windows users, Mac users, and Linux users. Like, for me, an operating system is a tool. It's a device. It's something I use to get shit done. It ain't my BFF. But this puts Windows fans in an interesting place, because they got to defend the Windows. But they got to defend Windows 11, which nobody likes.
That's the latest Windows, so yeah.
Yeah, it puts them in a bind, though, because they shit-talked Windows 11. Now they got to stick up for it. They do. Like, hey, yeah, no, man. Leave old 11 alone, man. Like, he's Window, you know, he's part of the family, even though I don't want to use it. But
it's the... I was just reading one of the comments, is I would love to see the actual actual facts of these tests. How much work went into testing which Proton to use for each game and such. I like Linux a lot, but use Windows 11 because it just works. You don't know what you're talking about. As someone who has to support that piece of shit operating system, fuck you.
I double click on the MSI install. It's MSIs now.
It's so bad. Seriously. The fuck?
Out of the box. Listen, after I spent a day or two going to 15 different websites to download drivers from individual vendors, everything ran out of the box.
Go to shadyexe.ru and get all of your pirated software, yes.
I don't know. End of the day, just run whatever works. But I mean, this is just good. And yeah, you know what? I would like to see... This is better than nothing, and it's a good look for Linux, and it forces ridiculous conversations like, well, you should have just run Windows 10, or you have to disable security. Like no, don't. When do we get up next? Oh, right, overpriced laptops, because they got Linux on them.
Yes, very much so.
It's been a while since you pissed off a laptop vendor. Go for it.
Well, to be fair, the Tuxedo laptop that they sent us was actually pretty good. It is very much a high-end, all AMD Linux laptop from Tuxedo. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, that's absolutely something that I could get down with. Starting at 1,700 euros. Well, then, I suppose...
Why is the touchpad on the left side? Who the fuck uses...
I think that's to account for people who are right-handed. Because they're like mortal.
That's probably just like the Australian model.
No, because right-handed people tend to use their right hand to go from the keyboard to the touchpad, so it's in a more comfortable position if it's slightly off to the left.
Oh.
It's annoying. I much prefer when touchpads are dead center, but hey.
Man, how many years deep are we into USB 4.0 with fuck nothing to show for it?
How about that Thunderbolt 3 compatibility?
Oh, look at these hinges, man.
Yeah, I know. It's got some chunk hinges. Like the RDNA 3, the 7600.
Like, yeah, I'm down here. Like, I already know this thing's fuck you expensive. Like, by this, like, right around when I saw these hinges, like, that ain't cheap.
It's pricey. It looks very good.
It's got a numpad on it. You know that thing's expensive. How much numpads cost?
It is a 16-inch laptop. So yes, it has a touchpad. Numpad. But the that price though.
I'll build one.
That price is a little bit much.
Our CPU options is that.
Yes.
You do want 32 gigs of RAM though, right? I do.
Yes.
We're not YOLO building. This is a mass storage. I want a minimum 1 terabyte NVMe. Does it have a storage expansion?
It has. You can have 2 M.2 SSDs.
Okay, so that way I'll get a 1 terabyte. Is there an option for none? Yes. All right. I'm being real here. I'm like, if we're going to order this, upgradable later. Nope. You know what? Let's live a little. Dvorak keyboard. Wi-Fi, and which one's cheaper? Oh, you can get it without Wi-Fi. It doesn't cost any less. Well, you might as well get the Wi-Fi's.
Yeah.
Operating system. Tuxedo OS. Well, no.
You can go with Windows if without you hate yourself.
Without virtual Windows. 2 years. Yep. Ooh, that extra year is pricey, ain't it? €149. EU power cord, UK power cord. And chassis logo. No, what? You gotta pay extra money for them to take off the sticker?
I don't know if it's a sticker though.
It's either that or replace a key, Pedro.
Yeah, they'll probably just replace the whole back of.
I guess we're getting a tuxedo logo. all right. What are we at, ladies and gentlemen? Da, 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 da. Can I get this to like scroll up and. Hey! 1.689 euros.
1700 years.
I mean, I'm not, that's not horrible. And it's made in Germany.
Yeah, it is. And again, even the, like the Clavos that they rebadge, they specifically pick the right ones and they make sure that they work properly. The one we had, I don't remember. It was one of the 13-inch ultrabooky ones. That was a genuinely nice laptop. That, as ultrabook, like super thin, questionable performance laptops go, that one was genuinely really nice, and it wasn't absurdly priced. This, that getting close to 2,000 euros is a bit much.
You can say it's a bit much. I don't think it's a bit much for that much laptop, though.
It has the specs, sure, but that's still way too pricey.
I mean, again, you buy, if you want, dude, if you want to go buy a Dell, dude.
I am the one who buys Dells.
Yeah, like, you're like the worst case scenario Heisenberg, man. The weird timeline. Like, no Skylar. Another one.
I am the procurement person, yes. Yeah. So yeah, I you have to buy Dell laptops, so Dell laptops it is.
But Pedro's trying to allude to, he's also doing a methamphetamine distribution franchise as well, but
people weren't supposed to know that.
Yeah. It explains the deep fryers of the server room. It's all stuff coming together. Yeah, $1,600 for a laptop's about what I would expect to pay for a laptop that I'd want to carry around.
No, I mean, that's way too much.
You know, if that's going to be my only computer, I'm not going to get some budget bitch ass laptop. You know, if that's my desktop, if that is my computing device, I mean, that's why I don't blink paying $500 for a fucking tablet. Like, that's what I'm carrying around day in and day out, man. I don't want the least common denominator stuff. Now, if I'm adding it to my extensive collection of laptop PCs, then I might be a bit more.
Yes. Yeah. But that's the thing. Even if it was, I'm trying to think of like, okay, I lose all of my computers and I need to get a laptop. I still would get an eBay laptop and just use that until I could afford to buy something.
Of course, Pedro, that's why you, like the rest of us, were cheap.
Yeah.
We're not going to buy it. I mean, this isn't made for you. At no point did you go, if Pedro showed up next week with a System 76 PC and it wasn't like, oh yeah, by the way, we got a sponsored deal, I'd be like, who are you? And the same thing with me, you know, I generally don't have like anything like terribly negative to say about like companies that do Linux pre-builds. They're not for me and they're not for a lot of you in the audience, but if you're looking for a pre-built Linux PC with that support, there you go. I mean, at least it's an option. I consider that a win.
But hey, that was a little divergence here. Let's talk about game mode. Not game scope, game mode. The little teeny tiny little bit of software that Feral Interactive, you remember them?
Nope.
Released Traders. Back in the day in an effort to make their ports run a little bit better on Linux because they were very, very much CPU dependent. And here they are. Still not releasing many Linux-y games nowadays unless they start with Total and End in War. But they're still updating. They're still updating game mode, and there's a bunch of community contributors there as well, which is very, very nice to see. They've added CPU core pinning. They've basically allowed for people to disable the Linux kernel split lock mitigation, which... You probably remember if you were paying attention to the little snafu of a Stadia developer wanting to implement spin locks on for Stadia games, and Linus, you know, the non-squeaky one, the actual Linus Torvalds, just going, no, that's not how you do that.
No, I keep meaning to buy like a hammer at the dollar store and spray paint it like, colors, and just like it'd be a perfect time to talk about our Linux tech hammer.
Yeah,
now available for $69.
People like that screwdriver. So yeah.
So if you don't know, man, game mode. What can you do with it? Governor, IO, priority, process, niceness, and that's right. No meanness. Scheduler, screensaver inhibiting. Why would you have a screensaver enabled? I don't know. GPU performance mode, and custom scripts. It makes computer go burr plus one, right?
Effectively, yes. It's basically all of the psychosomatic stuff that you do on Windows as well to trick yourself into believing that something is running better. But the Linux version of that, there are some games that you can
Make one of the bar things.
Yes, there are some games that yes, you do have a noticeable performance improvement if you're using game mode versus not. But most of them is entirely psychosomatic. There is no fucking difference.
This comes from somebody who adjusts RAM timing.
Yes.
So he is familiar with this concept of doing shit for fuck all results.
At least adjusting the RAM timing has, more likelihood of crashing things.
Keep shit interesting. Shut up. The core pinnings and parking, that's kind of neat, man. Like, you know, if you get a bunch of extra cores later, right? Like, just use these. Which
and older games, especially the original Neverwinter Nights, it would run so much better if you core limited it to just the one core.
Coming up next is you have controllers at home, don't you?
About 10 of them.
I got 3. You know, I have 3 active. I think, man, I probably only have like 5, maybe 6. I got a couple of wired ones. And, you know, if you're correct, you know, you got one of these. This is like a little Xbox controller. It's got the X and Y and B and A buttons. Because, that's the right way to do things. You know, like the Steam controller models after that. You know, the X, Y, B, and A. You know, the correct way of applying buttons to a controller, which is the superior way. Then you get the glue stick munching controller over here. which is like, you're so dumb, you can't read. Here's some shapes, bitch. press the triangle and the circle. And you're like, oh, okay. And you wipe your drool off of it, you know, but you can still see the, you know, the square on it. And you're like, can they be different colors? Yeah, they can. This can be a problem, man. Like, if you're playing a game and it's like, hey, man, press X to continue. And it's a square. Or it's a nothing. Or it's like, it's a start. You're like, what the hell? No, you're just fucking with me. It's like, uh-uh. What do I got to do? Well, this might be able to help out with it. This comes from Iculus, Ryan C. Gordon. Speaking of the 90s, the Linux gaming industry for a lot of the 90s and most of the early aughts. He's got a new thing called controller image. What is it? It provides, it's a library providing resolution-independent images for game controller inputs, so games can show the correct visual markers for the gamepads in the user's hands. This is one of the neat built-in features of SDL3.
Good.
Pretty cool. And I know, Iculus is pretty clear. He's like, yo, so what if I got SDL2? Is there a compatibility thing I can hook up with SDL? And he's like, yeah, install SDL3.
SDL3 is basically just SDL2 with more things.
Upgrade, then you can use it. And he's looking for some scalable vector graphics. So if you want to send those in, you know, for your PlayStation, your Switch, generic Xbox 360 controllers, whatever you got. And you're like, I'll take some art submissions. I was talking to Pedro, and I'm like, all right. But one of my goals in life is irritating this poor man who's never done anything. He's been nothing but nice to me. He's even come on the show for no reason whatsoever, just to make his life slightly more difficult. So I'm thinking about getting an Inkscape open, Pedro, and sending him. I told you I was going to do this right, too. Just yes. To make
SVGs, yeah.
Make it extra infuriating. Infuriating. And maybe do an X with a little spider next to it. Maybe a Y. A little spider. 8 legs. And send those over. You know what? Maybe I'll send 7 legs.
Just one of the spiders has 7 legs for no reason.
Yeah. And it's like, I can't use those. And I'm like, well, the Y spider had 8 legs when I send it to you. Can I have my I'm a spider back? I'd see how long I can go before he tells me to fuck off and he gets like what I'm trying to like. Up next is Wine 9.0 RC1. Why are we talking about this? Because without wine, you don't get Proton.
Mm-hmm. And without wine, you don't get VKD3D either.
Oh man, all right, I'm kind of impressed. What have I done? I've confused it. Where's my...
Did you middle click in the middle of the page?
That's how you make it work. I broke it. Now it only goes left and right? Huh. Well, you know what? I'll manually scroll and talk because, you know, I'm a caveman. How did I do... All right. I'm very curious how I did this. A couple of things in this. A couple of game fixes compact with this latest release candidate. They fixed the graphics in Need for Speed Most Wanted. All right. Mm-hmm. That now runs with Wild 64, 64-bit Castlevania Edge Lords of Shadow. Some glitches sorted in that as well. Along with whatever the hell a Crimson Skies is. No longer freezes.
Hey, Crimson Skies. What a, you know, the non-simulatory Microsoft plane game. Okay. I like that game.
All right. And games that require Bcrypt, DH support. Hey, you know what? They work now.
Yep.
What is Bcrypt DH, Pedro?
I have no idea.
God damn it.
The thing that jumped out at me was the better Wayland support. They're actually supporting like different keyboard layouts in the Wayland driver, which is good. It's very good. Should have been there from the start, but hey.
Do you know anybody that speaks Lithuanian?
No.
Me either.
Not that I'm aware of.
We have that in common.
Yes. And the VKD3D, there's basically VKD3D 110.
Oh, I finally did it. All right.
Hey! Yeah, right. And it crashed.
What?
It was just dark screen for me.
Yes, because so I pressed the Jordan crashed button.
Oh, okay.
I told you I was going to do that once, and here we are, almost okay. Pulling into the station.
Just the one.
Just, all right.
Yeah, no, the actual VKD3D, if you've been using VKD3D recently, version 1.10 is probably the one you want to be running because it exposes the latest DX12 Ultimate, because Microsoft naming schemes, it exposes the new functionality, so that's very good to have. And it still surprises me that, okay, we have VKD3D for DX12, which is a Wine project. There's mm-hmm. the fork for Proton, VKD3D Proton. But actual VKD3D is a Wine thing. Why do we have DXVK as a separate thing? What's the delay there? Wine? Why not just have DXVK as an official thing?
Pedro, you're more than welcome to submit your pull request to
That's the thing. I remember Deutsche Jin saying that he tried to, and they said no.
No. See, I've talked to the Wine, but they said you're fine to do it, though.
Yeah.
Ground up rewrite. Clean room. We don't need a clean room. We just need to be in a clean room, just in general. Freshly vacuumed carpet.
I suppose I need to get to vacuuming then.
I wonder if you could rig one of those up for your office chair. You know, you remember like the human-powered vacuum roller things? Like it just had a brush in it and you could like push them around on the carpet.
Yes.
Caveman Roombas, right? Like manual mm-hmm. Roombas that you had to push around. I wonder if you could get like a setup like that for like your chair, the wheels on your chair.
Aren't they already like that, considering how much of the crap they collect?
No, that's just hair.
And dust.
That's what I want. I want like four little mini, so I just have like these random clean spots on the carpet. Great. It'll encourage you to go throughout the house more often while sitting in your PC chair.
So yeah, so you can do the thing of just not getting up at all.
Yeah, the PC lifestyle, man. That's what we need, dude. That's what we need, is like the ones that you can just hook, like it has a standing position switch on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can reach up and get plates and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Get the honey mussy.
Just have like the bottle of compressed air and just go, and it shoots you all the way up so you can reach the top shelf.
See, this is it's times like this. I do wish that we had like a Linus tech tips like style budget, because Pedro says that and my brain immediately goes to like reckless self-endangerment mode, and I'm like, go get the camera, we're gonna find out how many bottles of compressed air we need to achieve motion in an office chair. See what top speed.
See, I just meant for like the hydraulics to like.
I know you say that, but you're also going to see me going, wee, with like $7,000 of compressed air cans.
Probably have like a charging port that you could just plug your chair in at the end of the day to recharge the compressed air.
All right. Hey, everyone, if you do want to send me that message and be like, yo, man, I use this particular N64 controller, because there's a ton of them on Amazon that are like $9, and I'm like, sure, I would snap it in half the first time I looked at it. Tell me about it. Head over to linuxgamecast.com, smash that contact button, fill it out, pick the right show, pick any show. It all goes to the same email box. And just, you know, pick the right subject. Be like, hey, man, let's talk. Give me your favorite recipe for biscuits. All right. We got a little bit this week. We got one this week. Pedro, since you're not feeling well, you can read it.
Okay. The Hobbs. He goes, hey, gang. My most nostalgic game for Linux was X-Evil. Zevil?
Were we talking about nostalgic games?
I don't remember specific one, but we'll I think we're getting to the meat of this particular question. It's a 2D side scroller multiplayer deathmatch game where you're fighting for your position in hell with such prestigious titles as Satan's Earwax Remover or Satan's Vibrating Sex Toy. You take drugs and murder folks as different classes. You can share a keyboard or play over the network, sort of. I first found it in the early 90s on some Red Hat installation media that I used to get my 486 running. I've tried to compile Xevil on modern distros, but it's a bit of a pain to get running. They do have the source on GitHub now, so perhaps someone will bring it to the modern era. I really wish I could find the original version I had back with black and white graphics instead of these newfangled color-laden sprites. Colors? Really? especially because the fire looks like diarrhea. Okay. Perhaps that's the part that's part of the charm? Thanks for the show, boys. Have a quality week. So, yeah.
That looks the part, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think this is also related to the conversation of
buttplug.io. This would be like peak Pedro teenager edgelord disclaimer, isn't it? Read this disclaimer or die. Okay, kids, let's get this straight. Whatever. Where's the screenshots? Network. Oh, right.
You mentioned there was...
Yeah. You never know, man. You're like, yeah, sure, network. Screenshots, here we go. Yeah, I've never played this.
No. No, I don't think I have either. It looks like some weird Duke Nukem 1 type of situation.
You gotta fight Mulch Man. All right. I mean, listen, man, this is like peak 1994. How old were you in 1994?
I was 8.
Do you think you could have made a better game in 1994?
No. I probably couldn't make a better game now, let alone in 1994.
I'm curious what it takes to get it up and running now. Download. Unix. Oh, yeah. This thing's not even like Linux. This is Unix. Adaptation. Modern 64 old Xevil game. All right. There's a... Well, okay. Modern. This was modern as of like 12 years ago.
Oh, come on. There was an update 5 months ago.
Hush. SatanXEvil.com. Okay. for instructions on playing, like, good Lord, does this thing have a config file?
There's a make file, yes.
Yeah. C and what? C and more C. All right. That's
make file. C++. Yeah. Some HTML.
Reasons.
I'm guessing that's the README file.
I'm more concerned about this 0.1% of other.
Maybe some bash?
I don't know. There's bash on GitHub. You can flag bash.
I don't know.
It is too
If fun. Anyone can get Xevil to run, please do let us know.
Maybe we'll have a build off, because you know what? Here, I will download it, type make, and it's going to go whop, and I'm like, whelp.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
I know. It's the...
Unless it's like very obvious. It's like, thing not installed. What thing? And like this very easy package that's going to be the first result when you type app search this thing. I'm like, all right. Then I might go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Considering Hobbs has been using Linux since whatever early version of Red Hat they had installed at the time, probably not the case.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap us up for this evening, but we want to thank a couple of people like Basil, 1XA, for 47-month resub on Twitch. If you're a Twitch-type person that does the twitching, and you want to come chat with us the other 6 days of the week, you can do that. Just set it up with your Discord. It'll auto-link. There's instructions on our web zone, or just type into the Bings or whatever you use, the Googles, the Ducks, the Quacks. I'm going to go quack something. We got to get the noun going for DuckDuckGo, because saying I'm going to DuckDuckGo something makes you look like the largest nerd, and I just walk away.
I'm just going to quack that real quick.
You got to do something, man, because DuckDuckGo is not a fucking verb, and it's not going to happen. Let it go.
Google wasn't a verb either, and yet here we are.
Google works. Like,
yeah, it's a single word. Yes.
Yeah. You listen, I was a big proponent of Wolfram. I wanted the Wolfram stuff. Yeah, man, hang
on. You can still Wolfram Matt's problems.
But let me go Wolfram that real quick. People are going to look at you the same way. Like, oh, get the hell out of here. But Nubbin as well. 43-month resub. If you want to help us out, head over to our web zone, Letics Gamecast. I'll links in the description. Bunch of ways to do that. Basically, we're just trying to funnel you into our chat room where we're hanging out the rest of the week so you can come party with us. You can do that by becoming a patron. You get just a gang of bonus content by being a patron. Do after shows, live and uncut series, early looks. There's an early look at the first Firewire interface up right now for everybody to kind of peruse over. You know, I do rough cuts of videos. I'm like, hey, this is what I'm working on. Probably going to do a behind the scenes video on that for patrons. I'm like, here's actually how it's set up in a timeline to let you watch that. Patreon.com/LinuxGamecast. We got LibrePay. We got PayPal. We got crypto. Coinbits, no coiniers, and wish list. If you want to pick us up something from the old Amazons, you're like, I'm here anyway. I'm going to get Pedro something because Pedro wants
a G clamp.
A fucking clamp.
Yeah, buy me a G clamp for Christmas.
Is it That's blue? Are you set on blue, or was that the only option? Aw.
That is the only option, fortunately.
I am a little disappointed in that. What are our clamp?
Basically, I need to replace the brake pads on the car. Okay. And that's one way to do it, to get the...
Does the job, clamping things together. Can't fault it for that. Mm-hmm. Nice and heavy and sturdy. All right. What is this? Oh, look at that. Clamping some wood. All right. Who's going to drop a one-star review on this? Now I'm curious. Ah, boo. Wait, hang on.
It was just a rating, not a review.
What about 2-star? Quality issues? Jimmy, I thought the attached label, perhaps the Eclipse is outsourced to manufacturing. You don't say it doesn't work. A very roughly cast frame. Oh, no, Pedro. you need an artesian, like hand polished. You ever pick up a clamp, but like, this is a rough frame, man. Toss this thing out.
None of the issues that person's bringing up there really bother me at all.
Oh man, for $11, you expect some rough edges as long as it knows how to clamp, right?
Yeah, as long as I twist a thing and it twists in and out, that's fine.
Preferably stays there. If you want to get something for the studio, I will publicly shame you for until that fills up. Then we'll have to work out a whole different system. I keep thinking about putting a big screen TV back there, but like the other, like 99% of my brain just kicks me in the throat every time I come up with that idea.
There you go. That's a good use for an OLED monitor. Just having the names of people.
Yeah, no, I don't want to like get kicked in the throat and have a loan. I guess OLED TVs aren't how expensive. I have no idea what TVs cost now. Anyway, you'll end up there if you get some from the studio, and we'll read out a little note and celebrate and dance around.
You can literally get us to read something. Well, anything that won't let us in jail.
Ish. Is there some wiggle room on that?
Even then, there's...
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for tonight. We're going to cue the music, maybe.
Look at the music set up.
Hey, there it is. Hopefully Jordan survives Florida. And he'll be back with us next week.
Bring the alligators back to Canada.
Right. He's going to... Never mind. Credits.
I assure you, Your Honor, I am not a cat.
So good. Hey, thanks to our advisors, Omegas and Arth, Theron, and our executive producers, Barbara and Scott, Atomic, Mike, Drummer, Tomas, Hakim, David, Eshep, and Ian.
And people kicking butt all over Chicago, Super There, Stoat, MT, Gloria Sagrol, and Nubbin. And the Sea Monsters, Renoa, Ryder, X Machina, Trudgy, Veritanuda, Justin, Nubbin, Darkwing, System T, Dancing Joe, Ogiwan, and Kyrilla.
All of our death notes. Like Aromatic Dev.
And Oil of Hope, and Doom 2.1. Big fan of Doom 2.1.
If you're listening, this is just as it's great. Go back and listen harder, and you can see all the names too. Yeah. All of our fine outstanding animals helping us out. All right. Till next week, everybody. Remember, Windows 10 for gaming, not 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to make a 10. It doesn't work.
Five dudes.